TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, and Chiefs head coach, Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country, mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee, proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Hey, this is Chiefs sideline reporter Josh Klingler. Before we get you into the Chiefs Kingdom Show, just a quick reminder, you can hear Mitch Holtis with us on Fesco in the Morning every Friday morning at 7:30 leading into the game that weekend. And don't miss color analyst Danon Hughes every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Tune in for exclusive one-on-one Chiefs interviews throughout the season on the Odyssey app and your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Now, let's get you into the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by the Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis.
Oh, yeah. Historic night tonight in Olathe. We're at the Hy-Vee at 119th and Ridgeview in Olathe, and a historic night. The reason we have a over-sellout crowd, because with us tonight is the greatest tight end to ever play in the National Football League, Travis Kelce. Now, this score just in. You can all boo if you want. I'll boo with you. Lost to Cincinnati 27-24. Boo. Okay, that's over. You know how the kingdom works. That's over. You've got to move on to the next week. And we are moving on because it's not just any week. It's Donkey Week. That's right. We're going to play the Denver Broncos. And if we beat the Broncos, it will be 14 straight wins over the Denver Broncos. That would be the most by any team over another in 13 seasons in the National Football League and would be fourth longest all time in any series. That is huge. When you get a team like the Chiefs, when you get Isaiah Pacheco yesterday, who did his whole Ed Podolak impersonation, 66 yards rushing, right, 16 yards receiving, and a 44-yard kickoff return as a seventh-round rookie, that is huge. When you get Carlos Dunlap to read the, oh, we're going to run a jet sweep and trick him by the Bengals on fourth down and one, and Dunlap reads it and tackles the dude like all in 1 second, that was huge. It is time now to move on and get ready to beat the Denver Broncos this week. Also, when you get a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes, who's got to give up his body and dive into a stack of humans to cross to get into the goal line, doing a high jump and then a 200-meter dash off the field, that is huge. But it is time now to go to take on the Denver Broncos. It is time for all of the Chiefs Kingdom to put the hammer down. And we need to take a hammer out there and get rolling. There's Kelce and I are going to talk about it here in a couple of minutes after you hear from head coach Andy Reid. There's a lot of work to do. Yes, right now Buffalo's got the one seed. Okay, there's 5 weeks left of the regular season as the grind continues. And we just got to take care of our business because a lot of fur is going to fly around the AFC over the next 5 weeks. But we got to take care of our business, and our team's been great because we have done this 1 week at a time. Coach Reed talks about it incessantly, about our guys are able to stay focused. And one of the big reasons tonight is our special guest, Travis Kelce. I will also say this. You can score big savings at Hy-Vee and with the Chiefs the day or night after a game. A lot of you after the show have taken advantage of this over the past 12 weeks, that you can earn a fuel saver discount equal to the Chiefs score, 24, based on the amount you spend, $24, and you can save 24 cents a gallon with any $24 purchase. Sorry, the more that we score, the more you save. So we'll put a 50 burger maybe on the Broncos, although they have a really good defense. But yeah, we need to put a 50 burger on them. The minute most they've given up all year is 32. But we'll try to do that this week against the Denver Broncos with that renewed rivalry. Also, I've mentioned this, but Hy-Vee's fantastic for the holidays, for Christmas and New Year's coming up, because they have the Kingdom Bundle. I know the Armenian Embassy likes this. Newton North High School in Newton, Massachusetts, who is viewing us tonight. Also, we've got folks that have joined us electronically, because they will be on Facebook Live or FaceTiming us or on Messenger. Tonight we have folks that are following us from Phoenix, Arizona. There they are. And also from Maine tonight. So we got a lot of folks that are following us even electronically, as well as the largest network in the National Football League. The Kingdom Bundle is great for the holidays. Four burgers, four chops, four brats, four chicken breasts, just $30, and you can get it at Hy-Vee, the official grocery partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. All right, before we go to break, let's set this up, and I'll repeat it in about 15 minutes when we got Kels on live. This is historic this week. If Travis Kelce gets 1 yard after catch, he will have the most in the history of the National Football League for any tight end. That is huge. 26 yards will give him 10,000 for his career. The fifth tight end to ever do so, but he will do it in his 140th game, 37 games ahead of second place. That is huge. And if Kels gets 32 yards against the Broncos, he will have seven straight 1,000-yard seasons. That is huge. All right, it's not just any week, it's Donkey Week. And it is time, before we go to break and hear from Coach Reed, it's time to put the hammer down. Get ready, get red, get real, and get fired up. We'll be back with head coach Andy Reed, and in just a few minutes, the best tight end to ever walk the planet, right here on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Third down and goal to go at the 2 yard line for the Chiefs, trailing 14-3. 28 seconds to the 2 minute warning of the first half. Tight triangle to the left of Mahomes. Split right, Justin Watson. Mahomes with the snap. Now throws it left flat. Caught by McKinnon. He'll walk into the end zone left side. Touchdown, Kansas City. And the Chiefs finally cross the goal line on a pass of 2 yards from Patrick Mahomes to Jerick McKinnon.
Well, welcome back. Here we're in Olathe tonight on our Chiefs Kingdom Show at 119th and Ridgeview as the Chiefs get ready for the Denver Broncos this week. And as we get ready for the Broncos, look at the Bengals. With me, the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid. Well, you expected this. Tough game, the slimmest of margins in this league. Overall, your thoughts on that game last night against the Bengals?
Yeah, so Mitch, there are some good things we can take out of it. Like every game, win or lose, it was a tough game. I mean, those are ones that you want to come out on top on. Obviously, the guys worked their tail off all week to come out with a W there. But on the other hand, there's still a lot of season here left, and we've got to take care of business. We've got AFC West opponent who's a good football team. And like we know, anything can happen in the National Football League. So, but, you know, the one thing we could take out of this and learn from this Bengal game was you have a couple hiccups against a good team, and it's going to come back and get you. And so we all had a piece of that. We all can do better than what we did, and we're going to work on that and get ourselves to become even a better team than we are now.
Coach, one of the things I got excited about when I looked at the video back again was the attacking in the run game. I mean, it's the run game, but there was an attack by those runners and blockers last night. How big was that in the fact that you got attacking big-time runs?
Yeah, I was proud of the guys and how they ran the ball. You've got to do well in both areas, and we were able to stay on the field and offensively, and kind of kept our punter at bay there, you know, off of the field. So, but we, you know, inevitably we could have even done better. We had opportunities to put them away, and we didn't do that. And against a good team, especially late in the game, against a good team, you got to be able to do that.
Your thoughts on Pacheco? It was kind of an Ed Podolak kind of game for him. Not only does he get these touches in the run game, the passing game starting to continue to grow, and then he pops a 44-yard kickoff return. That's 198 all-purpose yards for Isaiah Pacheco. What he's doing for you and what he can do, and you mentioned starting with this week against the Broncos.
Yeah, he's growing every week, and he works extremely hard, has a great attitude. Very coachable guy, and loves to play the game. So those are all pretty good qualities to have for a running back in this league, you know, to have success. And so he'll keep getting better as we go. I mean, that's just, you know, as long as he stays healthy and keeps working hard, sky's the limit for him.
And how big of an asset is McKinnon? Because, I mean, he was flat getting after it last night along with Pacheco.
Yeah, McKinnon did have a good game. And, you know, he's an old veteran player and and a good relief pitcher there for Pacheco. So it was good to see him in there working. And, you know, Those guys will tell you that the offensive line did a nice job of getting off the ball, too, to help them out there.
And how much is Noah Gray growing as a blocker? You call the third down and four, the 8-yard touchdown by Pacheco. He makes an awesome block, and you just destroyed him there at the line of scrimmage. How much is Noah growing as a blocker?
Yeah, he's doing a nice job. He's really developed into a good blocker, and it's kind of a role that he's taken on this year, you know, after Bell got hurt. So I think it's good for him in his career, and it's also good for us.
An offensive lineman, as I was watching that video, I wanted to ask you, because I think we take for granted how many things you ask of them, meaning we'll run zone runs, we'll run power runs, we'll reach blocking. I mean, they have to do a lot of things. It looked like the zone blocking was really good last night when you decided to run a zone play.
Yeah, they really, all the, you know, all the different runs were working. We had a lot of runs on first down, which we normally don't have quite as many as we had last night. So I want to say 16 out of 24 first downs were runs. And normally it's a little bit more balanced than that. So, you know, that normally means that you're having production with it. And I think the guys did a nice job there working, and in the run game, you got to work together along with the tight ends, and the receivers are part of that too. And with all the secondary looks that we get, they've got to work their way into the box there. So, you know, I was proud of how they handled that.
Patrick's fire is always there. But, man, I just sensed all week long with him, he was ready to go in this one. His touchdown was just this will play. What about the fire he showed last night against a good defense?
you know, that's what he's all about. I mean, he wants to win. He wants to win every play and every game. And that's contagious. And, you know, everybody feels that. And we just got to do even better in that area. And so, particularly against that football team.
One of the most underrated stats I thought of Cincinnati all week, and I brought it up when I was looking at him, was the fact that they lead the league in 5-minute drives, but they also lead the league in touchdowns at the end of those 5-minute drives. What about, I mean, the fact you only got to run 54 plays in this game? There was a game this year we had 100 plays. Just that dynamic and how that ended up affecting the game where we still had a shot. We had the ball up 4 and driving.
Yeah, so time of possession was off like 4.5 minutes or so. So they had the ball that 4.5 minutes longer than what we did. We've got to do a better job of getting off the field, particularly on third downs. We're normally pretty good there. We got to do a better job of getting off the field on our third downs defensively. And I thought they were productive on first downs. So you've got to minimize that likewise. So, you know, we just do a better job there.
On pregame, you told me about the young guys going in against this, and I'm flipping over to the defense now. How did those guys do, the defensive guys, the young defensive guys, against what could be comprehensively the best receiving core in the league?
Yeah, they have a potent receiving core, and I think it's a great learning lesson for our young secondary. You know, you've got to combine everything. You've got to have the scheme down and the coverage is called and know how to play against each one of these guys. They're all different sizes and speeds, and you got to understand leverage. And if you're playing press, you've got to know the size that you've got on you and how you're going to compete against that. And then if it's off coverage, and you've got to know how they're going to try to set you up and how you're going to plan drive to get out of that.
And we're the linebackers in this, too, and I'm saying in pass coverage. I mean, Bolton was awesome, 16 tackles. Willie Gay Jr. made some big plays, but drops and just the nuances of where to go, but where's my proper drop zone? How big was that last night?
Yeah, it was good. We got to do better in that area. We've got to, against the play pass, we've got to make sure that we get ourselves back into coverage even a little bit quicker in that recovery part, and where you're still taking care of the run, but you're also taking care of the pass. And the middle of the field is something that's pretty vulnerable in the National Football League. And you've got to be able to narrow that down between the safeties and the linebackers.
The play by Dunlap at the end of the half might be one of the better plays I've ever seen. They tried to run the jet, trick us. What about Carlos's play there to read it, see it, get there fast, and then find the ball carrier so quickly?
Yeah, this was his first game, actually, back in Cincinnati, where he spent a lot of years. And he was fired up to be there and to be a captain. Yesterday was a big thing to him. And then to make that play, that was great energy and smart veteran football right there. So that was a huge play for us.
That being said, always I'm interested who the captains are going to be. How much of that just goes into play of like this opponent, this guy, what it means to them, let's make him a captain. What goes into your determining, because you do game captains, who becomes a captain for that game?
Yeah, well, you know, we try to get everybody an opportunity somewhere through the season, the starters in particular. So that's kind of how it works. There's an offensive one, a defensive one, and a special teams captain. So we just rotate and who's playing well and who deserves that opportunity for that week. This was Carlos's first time that he's ever gone out for a coin flip.
Wow.
And he's been playing for, what, 13 years or so.
Ever?
So.
He didn't do it with Cincinnati or Seattle. This was his first ever time?
Yeah, that's what he said, yeah.
Wow. That's pretty awesome. And what it means to these guys, because I know there's frame pictures, and these guys are proud of him. I mean, they'll show me, like, hey, look at this. Like, just what it means when you select those guys to be a captain, like when you're in your process this week for Denver.
Yeah, so when you win as a captain, then you get a picture and frame pitcher. Yeah, so there's a little motivation in there to get that done. But that's how we do it. Yeah.
But I've seen what it means to the guys. Like, it just, it's something they hang on to, I think, their whole life. All right. You mentioned there's a lot of work to do here. Five games of regular season to go. The fur is flying in the AFC, but we'll just focus in. You mentioned our guys do a great job of focusing. But here's Denver, really unique team. They're number one in the league in red zone defense. I mean, so here we go. What do we got with Denver this week?
Yeah, Denver's a good team. They defensively, they come from that Fangio kind of family, and you know, what we saw against the Rams, what we saw against the Chargers, very similar secondary. They're very aggressive, very aggressive in all three levels. They normally bring an extra guy in there to make things, try to confuse. And, they're really playing well defensively. And they're very good in the red zone, yes. And then offensively, they're working through some things, but we know the talent that they have there. So we've got to prepare both sides of the ball and special teams to go up there at their place and play a good football game and team.
All right, we'll let you go. It's Denver week. Time to get back on a horse and ride out there and take care of it. So thanks for being with us tonight.
All right, Mitch. How are those redheads, man?
They're out here. Head coach Andy Reid with us tonight on the Chiefs Kingdom Show. Stay tuned. We'll have Travis Kelce with us after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now, back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
P. Ryan, single back. Burrow under center. Fourth down and one at the Kansas City 4. 51 seconds left in the half. Burrow again, barking out a long count here. Burrow in motion. They're going to come in a jet sweep, and the Chiefs bury him. They bury him. What a play by Kansas City. Carlos Dunlap, the ex-Cincinnati Bengal. And the Bengals roll the dice and get snake eyes. Take the money. It's a loss of 3.
Welcome back, everybody. Yeah, we are live in Olathe, 119th and Ridgeview at the Hy-Vee. The Bengals rolled the dice, come up snake eyes. That was huge. The man, though, who always rolls 7 is with us tonight, 87. Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest tight end to ever play in the National Football League, Travis Kelce.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to have to stop over at Harris after that one, man.
Well,
test my luck.
We're going to all go with you, man, because if you're as good at that as you are on the field, we'll all be rich by 11 o'clock. It is so awesome to have you here tonight. Anytime we get a chance to do this, it is very special, but thanks for being here.
Always a fun time. I appreciate Chiefs Kingdom coming out tonight, man. we're at a bump in the road last night, obviously, and some things that definitely need to get cleaned up. And I'll tell you what, I'm my own worst critic, so I put that one on me. And I know you guys are going to say no. Of course you are, because you're the best fan base in all the nation. But that's what makes me the competitor that I am today, because I put – that much pride in what I do and being accountable for the guys. So it's I'll take that proudly and get better, and we'll find a way to get better as a team because of it.
I got asked in a couple shows today, do you want to play the Bengals in the playoffs? I go, I'll play them tonight.
I'll
play them in Joplin.
Listen, sign me up.
Let's go.
Sign me up.
And I felt that on the plane coming home. Guys are like, let's go. Let's do our work, and we'll go get them again, wherever.
I mean, it's a very good football team, man. We came up short last night, but they're hitting the stride, and they're playing good football all across the board, and we're working towards that. You know, we got a lot of new faces, and we've been saying that all year. But it takes a great team to keep learning from the mistakes or keep learning from the mishaps and the unaccountability that we have out on the field to, you know, be that much better for each other when it comes to the playoff time and the games really matter.
I'm so proud of you, and I've told Big Red this, you and Patrick in particular, but this whole team, because of this kind of reinventing, which to me is an undertold story. I'm looking here at a chart. I mean, we're sitting here leading the league in 56, 20-plus plays from 12 different guys. okay? Just the reinvention that happened in the offseason months, and to me, that's the reason we're 9-3 at this point.
I mean, two guys, man, Brett Veach and Coach Andy Reid. You know, those guys brought in people that actually care, man. They brought in guys where they, you know, their work is prideful, and that means everything. Coming into work every single day with guys that want to find a way to keep getting better, that want to be a part of greatness. There's already a leadership and a culture in the room because of those two guys, but you add in a Chris Jones and a Pat Mahomes and Frank Clark. You add in all these veteran guys that have been there that work hard every single day. That only uplifts everyone that comes into that building that, okay, this is the standard. This is what we work towards, and this is how we go about it. And sure enough, you know, we're sitting solid right now. Could be better, but we're in a position right now to go into the playoffs strong and have a strong end of the season here, man.
Let's just back up the truck here a second, though, because I'm going to add Travis Kelce to that list that you had, because I came up to you in the summertime. I'm just going to tell everybody, because I get to see what, you know, the public doesn't see in summer OTAs, and you worked out like you were an undrafted free agent trying to make the team. And I came up to him like, what are you doing? And what were you doing? Because we're seeing it manifested on the field. He has 12 touchdowns. He leads the National Football League with any other human. I'm sorry. Devontae Adams has 12, all right? He has 12. Kelce has 12.
That's a good company to be a part of right there. Got a lot of respect for him, yeah. I would say I mentioned that I didn't necessarily find the new love for the game or rekindle that flame. It was more so the feeling of having new bodies and new atmosphere in the building. And when you have that feeling of it being new, you kind of want to set that standard and create the energy to make sure that everyone knows this is business, this is where we are, and this is where we're going. And I wasn't the only one doing that, man. Chris Jones was out there. Pat Mahomes was out there flying around. And on top of that, all the new faces, a guy like Juju Smith-Schuster coming in, a guy like Marquez Valdez-Scantling coming in and working their tail off, proving guys in the National Football League that didn't have to do exactly what I was doing in year 10 now for me. These guys are coming in as veterans, working their tail off in May and June. And you don't see that across the National Football League. Guys are still on beaches, you know. But in Kansas City, we knew we had something special. We knew we had to get to work and get everybody acclimated, you know. And with that kind of mentality, you know, and on top of the leadership and the amazing coaches that we have, that's the reason why we're where we are right now and, you know, have the opportunity to go get another Super Bowl this year.
Again, Travis Kelce with us tonight, the best tight end to ever play in this league. Did you have to say anything to those guys? I mean, there were so many new guys, veterans coming in, Justin Reed, there was a bunch of – did you have to say anything to them? Or they just
Everybody was kind of on the same page, and that's what makes it so fun is, you know, of course you heard the stories of, man, this is the hardest practice I've ever had. I think Juju's on quotes saying that. And then Marquez is saying the same thing, like, man, this is the most I've ran in a training camp. And you just hear little stuff like that, and it's like, yeah, but at the end of the day, these are the reps that we need. You know, these are the mental reps that we need. This is the how many times, you know, are we going to be in a game where we're that tired and we're working on being perfect, training those muscles and training the mind to be stronger than the body at that point. You know, those are all things that make you know, good players great. And you've seen them rise to the occasion. You saw a guy like Marquez make an unbelievably huge catch, a couple of them last night. And obviously Juju on a big-time fourth down fighting his way just to get that extra yard. It's and that's what you play the game for, man. That's what makes you excited, and that's what that feeling of having something new and it coming through and it persevering and it finding that success, you know, that's fun, and it's exciting to get excited about. You know, and that's why we love this team right now, man. We're a tight-knit team, and we're going to keep growing.
When you get that happening, that is huge. Yes! Then there's Pacheco, okay, or McKinnon. We'll those guys. I said bowling for dollars on his touchdown. There were dudes flying everywhere like bowling pins. What did Pacheco? He did a whole retro back to Ed Podolak, running kicks, catching passes, running the ball.
Yeah.
What about him and McKinnon and what they've done?
Yeah, I mean, you can't say enough about what Pop has brought to the team just in terms of energy, his love for the game, his love for being in the NFL. That running back room is special. And when we get my guy Clyde healthy, you know, that's a three-headed monster that, you know, not a lot of teams are fortunate to have. And obviously, Jet being the veteran of the group, Mr. Accountable himself, always there no matter what you need, whether it's blocking a linebacker in the hole or, you know, getting those extra few yards on a tough run. He's the guy, you know, and I love him for that. And he kind of leads that group of young guys. But we're fortunate to have that running back room. And obviously, we all know how, at least in the building, we all know how how fortunate we are to have Greg Lewis leading those guys as coach. So.
He is wired hot. Let's just put it that way. G. Lou's wired real red
hot.
One
of the best.
He is really good. But I just love to see those guys grow and the young guys grow week by week. Where would you say this team is right now? Because we're going to these final 5 weeks. Focus on one game, right? It's not just any week. It's – just have to remind everybody about that. But where would you say? Where's this team at right now going into this week and the next five?
I would say right now we're we're sharpening the iron right now. You know, we're figuring out where we stand as a team, and we gotta dig a little deeper and clean some things up. And you know, like, I'm the first one to look myself in the mirror and say I gotta figure it out. And you just put it on yourself. And if everybody does that, we'll be just fine, because we got enough guys that care about the guy next to you to be able to be accountable in those moments, and we got enough talent in the room to be able to take it the distance. And it's you know, just coming into work every single day with the right mentality, not letting anything slide.
Take us to new heights!
You know how this – we're getting there. No, we're getting there.
Baby.
We're getting to the most popular podcast in the world right now, and we're going to get to that in a second. But before we do that, all that work, you know how this goes. This is the best tight end to play in the National Football League. It is time to put the hammer down, baby. And you have got it. I love your tight end room, too, and the way you're asked to do so many things. And Big Red doesn't let you, why don't you just go run routes? This is where I get into fights with guys, with media guys. Like, well, he's just a wide receiver playing tight end. I'm like, I will rent a theater and watch you, because he doesn't let you or Noah or Jody off the hook or Belldozer when he comes
back. Belldozer.
You got to do everything, don't you?
That's the fun of playing this position, and Coach Reed knows that. He's an ex tight end coach. I don't know a lot of people know this, but I think he's the only tight end coach to ever have two All Pro tight ends in the same room in the same year. This might be news. It's either All Pro or Pro Bowl. I forget which one it is. In Green Bay, yeah. So he's got a love for the tight end room, and he appreciates the position from a different view. And you know, that's only been, you know, everything for my career, and how he's trusted me with being able to get open, and how he's seen the matchups on the field and how I can help the team. But with that being said, a guy like Noah Gray or a guy like Jody Fortson, man, two of my favorite guys in the building. We've had so much fun building this tight end room to obviously be able to get three tight ends out there on the field and have a lot of success with that. That just shows the type of accountability a guy like Noah Gray has, and the ability that Jody does in the pass game and obviously in the run game, as he's blocked for me on a lot of my touchdowns. So I love those guys. Kansas City's got a great future in the tight end room, and I'm proud to be a part of that.
Yes, you are. And okay, we're going to get into the podcast business before we go to break. This thing has blown up. You were just telling me during the break.
It's crazy.
It's the most listened to.
It's been the number one sports podcast, and I don't know how that's happened. You know, we got Mitch Holtis right here, man. Are you kidding me?
Hey, defending the kingdom, we get, you know, 20,000. You get 20 million. It is number one in the UK.
I think it was in terms of sports podcast, but we had some help from Patrick Mahomes on that one. He kind of lit a spark that had everybody tuning in. So we appreciate Pat for that. But he was definitely taking the podcast to new heights for that.
It's and why they, I think I know the reason, but why New Heights for the name?
For the people that don't know where I'm from Cleveland Heights, Ohio. Obviously, my brother, the same area. The very multicultural city that, you know, I have a lot of pride in coming from. It's a blue-collar city. It made me appreciate a lot of people from different backgrounds growing up. And all that did was make me more relatable in the locker room, in this world out here. And I just became more appreciative of a lot of different people with a lot of different backgrounds. So when it came to talking about a show name, you know, New Heights is kind of, you know, play on me and my brother, you know, going into something new, a world that we weren't familiar with in terms of being on the mic and in front of the camera. But then even more so, you know, showing some homage to our hometown as us Midwesterns love to do.
I loved it when we went to Cleveland and you had the big game. I just thought, man, what a moment for you. It was awesome. You also break stories on this podcast. You broke the story. Patrick came clean, man. You got him worn down, right? It's like a few good men, like, you know, darn right I ordered Code Red. He told everybody that Nags gave him the questions on the test for that five-hour test with Big Red. What about that moment?
Man, I'll tell you what, Coach Reed ended it the best. He said, if I would have knew that, I would have never drafted the guy. Heck. I told him, I'll go up to him tomorrow and tell him, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, baby. But it's obviously, you know, the show is so much fun to be able to just sit there with my brother and just talk about, you know, football across the league and both of our games. But it's the sibling banter that everybody appreciates. It's the family aspect. And everybody that we've brought onto the show, we've been fortunate, has had that brotherhood with us. So hopefully New Heights keeps having the success, but you guys keep enjoying what we're talking about on there.
But what emanates out of it is the family love. You've been there to watch his games. He comes and watches yours. He wins a Super Bowl. You win a Super Bowl, hugging your dad. I still tear up when I see that. But how much family love is there, all kidding aside?
I mean, it's been a very cool opportunity. You know, I think if you listen to the show, you'll hear me talk about Jukes and Wave Sports and Entertainment. And doing it the right way was the biggest thing for me and my brother. We never want anybody to ever think that, you know, this right here isn't our main focus. You know, football is everything that we eat, breathe, and sleep in the Kelsey household, and it's been like that for years on years on years. And, you know, my uncle played at Purdue. My grandfather played at Ohio University. My mother and my father, you know, poured Ohio State and the Browns on me as a kid, and I grasped that and loved every bit of cheering for the game. So I'm a fan at heart, and I know what it can look like from the outside in, and I think that was the biggest thing when we started the podcast, was to make sure that, you know, everybody knew our heart was in the game first, and that this Sideshow Bob stuff that we do on the media side is just, you know, all fun and games. And I'll tell you what, it's not easy doing it after a loss, but when we win, it is it's a whole lot of fun chopping it up with my brother on there.
What a blessing he is to have us on this team. Thank you, Cleveland Heights. When we come back, though, we're going to see how big his heart is, because 87 and running is reaching new heights, if you will. We'll be back with more with Travis Kelce after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Pacheco is the running back now, as the Chiefs had tight triangle initially. Now Sky Moore in motion. Handoff goes to Pacheco up the middle, inside the five. Pacheco spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City, bowling for dollars. Isaiah Pacheco bowls a strike on an 8-yard run, bouncing off Bengal hits. The Chiefs have their first lead of the game.
Yeah, Bengals players, bowling pins. It's Pacheco, Noah Gray, cutting dudes.
Oh, man. Unbelievable block by Noah on that
one. It was awesome watching that. That was a piece of work by your tight end, Compodre. All right, let me wait a minute. Just, I want to take a sip of the sweet nectar. Not that I'm trying to, like butter up.
I see what you're doing.
So for those of listening out there, I'm taking a sip of the sweet nectar with my Travis Kelce 87 and running cup from Hy-Vee.
Shout out to Hy-Vee for supporting the foundation. Appreciate you guys.
Just happens to be there on the table. I don't know why. Hey,
I got to get one of those from Mom. Mom would appreciate that one.
The what you're doing there, and just seeing when you had your event earlier this year,
yeah,
and to see the kids. What? Okay, where are we at with 87 and running, and where are you at right now, and particularly with Operation Breakthrough?
Yeah, I mean, everyone at Operation Breakthrough, for those that don't understand what the foundation does, is my foundation 87 and running supports the underprivileged youth in Kansas City, specifically the kids that are going to Operation Breakthrough. And what's at their exposure? What's at their disposal? Giving them, you know, the opportunities that they wouldn't have otherwise to learn STEM lab, you know, system type things. So that's science, technology, math, engineering, all these things that, you know, kindergarten through eighth grade, as well as some high school kids, don't necessarily get the opportunity to learn. I know I wasn't getting taught coding when I was in middle school, and these kids are getting the access to be able to do that through Operation Breakthrough. And a lot is the city itself kind of supporting 87 and running has naturally supported Operation Breakthrough and these kids being able to thrive in that aspect, in that area. And, you know, it creates a safe haven for these kids to be able to go after school and learn certain skill sets that they wouldn't have otherwise. So that's been where we what we've been doing for the past couple of years with Operation Breakthrough. And my foundation is we're looking to see what's next. You know, we're going to nonstop be able to, you know, help kind of fund that aspect over at Operation Breakthrough. What is the Ignition Lab, that STEM lab that I was telling you about? But yeah, just trying to find new ways to support Kansas City and the kids that are being underserved in the community.
But how big a deal is it? Because if you didn't have that and they didn't have that, I'm not sure what they would have. They wouldn't have the conduit to get that kind of training. What does that mean, the victories that you see even in a single life?
Man, just to go to the Ignition Lab and see what's at their exposure, you know, it's breathtaking, man. I don't understand how it's gotten to this point. It all started with just a vision. I think Operation Breakthrough, when I first got to Kansas City, was a kindergarten through eighth grade program. It was strictly for kids that were like five, or I think preschool all the way up to eighth grade. So once they got to high school, they really didn't have anywhere to go. And I was talking to the wonderful woman that kind of runs it, Miss Mary, and she told me that was the case. And I was like, you know, I think that it would be very beneficial for these kids not to just go to high school without having somewhere to go after school. So we talked about how, you know, maybe putting that into play for the kids that, you know, are going into high school to have somewhere after school. You know, I think that's a huge part of a kid's development. I know it was for me to not be out here running around like a knucklehead, but to have some things that I appreciated that I can keep learning. And you see what's at their exposure, and you see these kids grasp the things that they can do in this safe haven for them. And it's so cool. I think one of the coolest projects that they're doing right now is they were donated a Tesla engine and a 1971 Chevelle model. Like, so they did some body work on the Chevelle and are actually putting the engine of a Tesla in this old school Chevelle. And this is what these kids are doing at the Ignition Lab, and it's mind blowing what they can get themselves into and what they can create. I know that the robotics team over at Operation Breakthrough has gone through the roof. They won a few gold medals since it started. So it's definitely cool to be a part of, and it's cool to, you know, have in the back of my mind that I was a part of giving these kids, you know, all of this access. And that's everything when you think about it.
And when you're around the Chiefs Kingdom and you see a Tesla driving itself in a 71 Chevelle body, that is huge.
They just got done painting the thing, so it's a bright Chiefs red, baby. Looks beautiful.
I mean, is it tricked up? We got it.
I don't see. That's the thing. I don't know. It's a surprise at this point. I saw the paint coat on it, and it was a candy red that I knew I'd see myself riding in. So
we have got to see this thing.
Oh yeah.
Maybe they have to bring it to a Kingdom show. Have the kids bring it out.
There we go.
We can do a breakthrough evening. But it was also cool the night you had your big event to see our guys respond to Operation Breakthrough, but to you. And these were new guys. This is Juju and MVS.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Conley was here. He was on practice squad.
He's one of our favorites.
He was so excited. He's like, I'm back.
That's
a week
guy.
Later, Tennessee claims him, and he's playing against us.
Yeah.
I thought that was just weird.
The craziness that is the NFL, man.
Oh, my gosh. But the reaction of your guys to you in Operation Breakthrough, what that night was like, to see the way they jumped in big time.
I mean, that's to have the support, let alone from this community. I mean, I tell people all the time, one of my favorite things to talk about is how much support this city has for each other. And that's hats off to you guys for having that much love for each other and trying to do right for each other. And the support we get not only on, you know, game days is beautiful, but the support that we get in our foundations and how we try and, you know, make this city better for the future. it's amazing. And sure enough, the team that we have is everybody loves each other, man. Everybody wants to support each other and what they're doing outside of the building, let alone all the success that we have as Chiefs. So it's it was very cool, and I appreciate every single one of them for, you know, bidding on all the auction items and kind of raising some funds that'll help these kids, you know, sustain the ability to, you know, come to the STEM lab and who knows where it goes from there. And that's the beauty of it.
It was an incredible evening for a great cause. All right, we're going to let you go. But it's not just any week. It's Donkey Week. And it's time for Kelson, everybody else, to put the hammer down, baby. It's going to be historic day. Just lock in, everybody, this week. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest tight end to ever play in the National Football League, Travis Kelsey. We'll be back to close out the show after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
All right, let's go. Let's go. Couple of minutes left on the show. Travis Kelsey is huge. Oh my gosh, just to repeat, here's what's on the line this Sunday, because it's not just any week, it's but it's also Kelsey week. Listen to this. He needs 1 yard, 1 yard after catch, and he will have the all-time National Football League record for yards after catch by a tight end. Not Sterling Sharp, not Gronk, it's going to be him. 26 yards to 10,000 in his career. The fifth tight end to ever do it, but he will do it 37 games quicker than number two, which was Tony Gonzalez, all right? And 32 yards to seven straight 1,000-yard seasons receiving for a tight end. That's never been done in the history of the National Football League. Pretty awesome, isn't it? And you were here tonight. Just days before that game. All right, everybody, we're moving to the other side of the Metro next week as we're going to celebrate the win over the Broncos and get ready for the next game against the Houston Texans. A lot of work here to do now. Yeah, they go, hey, they lost the one seed. Okay, 5 weeks to go. We're going to just keep marching on, right, week by week. It's time to put the hammer down, baby. Our show next week will be at Lee's Summit West, Ward Road. And just a reminder, Hy-Vee is awesome to have set up your holiday party, your Christmas party, New Year's party, this Kingdom Bundle. They've got the special with Zarda for the takeaway special with Legarius Sneed. And, of course, you can score big savings every day or night after a Chiefs game. So next week, stay tuned for the guest, all right? We got another one, good one coming, but that will be next week at Lee's Summit West, Ward Road. So get ready for a 14th straight victory against the Denver Broncos. If so, it has not been done in 13 seasons to have a team have that long a streak. It's been since the Patriots of the 2000s to do that. Thanks for joining us tonight, everybody, on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Hey, this is Chiefs sideline reporter Josh Klingler. Thank you for listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show. As a reminder, you can hear Mitch Holtis with us on Vesco in the Morning every Friday morning at 7:30 leading into the game that weekend. And don't miss color analyst Danon Hughes every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Tune in for exclusive one-on-one Chiefs interviews throughout the season on the Odyssey app and your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Thank you for listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by the Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.